Hey there, and welcome back to the Mini Weekend. I'm your host, Jack. Let's get into it, Mini. Wow. Soda of the night. Well, before we get into that, I wanted to make a quick announcement here. First and foremost, yes, I am a titch under the weather tonight. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible, like I usually do when I'm not sounding the greatest, so those guys don't have to listen to me ramble on for an hour and a half. But did just want to come at you. I will remind you guys here at the beginning, and then I'll remind you right before we log off or head off for the night. Meant to, with no games this upcoming week, week 18, I meant to do tonight's podcast tomorrow night, Thursday, and get back in the habit of Thursdays. But didn't give you guys a heads up, so didn't want to change anything. So consider this the last Wednesday podcast for the 2023 football year. For here going forward, a wild card divisional and conference rounds will be Saturday, Sundays. With the Super Bowl wrapping up on the second Sunday of February. So yeah, like I said, going forward, starting next week, we will be back on Thursday nights for you guys. So the next podcast will be Thursday, January 11th. So with that, like I said, soda of the night. So I actually found another soda for you guys, for you soda lovers out there. That's actually good for you. It's very similar to Olipop. I've kind of looked into them. They're both very similar. It's kind of personal preference, you know, what do you like more? But it's called Poppy, and it's a, once again, another prebiotic soda. Once again, for you guys listening, I know I came at you with Olipop because some of you guys were wondering if it was actually good for you, and just like Olipop, this is good for you because it's actually good for your gut health. If you go to their website, if you're curious, what is Poppy? They say soda's back, or why Poppy even. We're bringing soda back. The twist, it's better for you this time. On their website, it says no more hiding cans in the bottom of your recycling bin or sipping sparkling water with your burger and fries. You deserve that mouth-watering swirl of flavors and bubbles without feeling bad about it. Get all the soda feels with 5 grams of sugar and 25 calories or less, with prebiotics for your gut. Remember, cravings aren't a crying, people. It's time to love soda again, like right now. And gotta admit, guys, so this is their Doc Pop, their version of Dr. Pepper. And I have to say, I've always gravitated more to root beer, and like colas like Pepsi or Coke. And I've never been a huge fan of Dr. Pepper. Every once in a while, like when March Madness comes or when football season comes up and there's all those commercials, I'll get the craving. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'll have one or two Dr. Peppers, but it's usually not for me. One flavor of like soda or drinks that I love is cherry. And I gotta say, I think part of the reason I would drink this over just a regular Dr. Pepper. One, I think it tastes better than Dr. Pepper. And two, I love that it tastes like there's like an undertone of cherry. And geez, I love it. And yeah, right, the other great thing that I love about Olipop and Poppy, kind of getting into these myself, they're transparent and they have everything on the side of their soda. Prebiotics for a healthy gut, infused with apple cider vinegar, immunity sidekick, and natural caffeine. So there is caffeine in Poppy and Poppy and Olipop, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. The prebiotics are a special type of fiber that act as food for healthy bacteria in your gut. Each can of poppy includes agave insulin, a prebiotic and natural sweetener extracted from the agave tequiliana plant or whatever. And I gotta say, guys, this, my parents actually had a bunch of these and I was over there recently. This wasn't the first flavor I had. And I have to say, after having Olipop and after having poppy, knowing that these things are actually like good for your gut, like, should you be having 5 or 6 of these a day? No, you probably shouldn't be having more than 1, maybe 2 a day. In all honesty, but I don't know that I'll ever drink actual soda ever again. This stuff is really good for you, and knowing it's healthy for you, why would you not drink it? So, like I said, for my Dr. Pepper lovers out there, go try Doc Pop by Poppy, and let me know what you think. Truthfully, like I said, I prefer this over that. I've never been a huge, Dr. Pepper fan, but I really do like it. And like I said, I want to take a look here. Because like I said, both of these, Olipop and Poppy, have so many different flavors. I'm trying to remember. I think at my parents' I had, what was it, like a cherry limeade or like a strawberry lemon, lemonade or something like that. And they weren't bad. But I gotta say, I really enjoy this Dr. Pepper. But nothing beats. Nah, I shouldn't say that. I really like this Dr. Pepper. It's solid. It's smooth. Like, if I didn't know this was good for you, and you shouldn't have many of these in a given day, I'd slam it, you know, within 2 or 3 sips. But the fact that, you know, too much of healthy isn't good for you as well, it is very good. It is very good. Go check it out. And I'm going to give it... Let's go an 8.8. Let's go an 8.8. Really like it. And yeah, again, I know I kind of did this with Olipop too. I don't want to set too high of a bar for everything else, but this really is good. And there's something to be said when you can find a soda like this that's actually good for you. And you feel like it's better than the original soda it's supposed to be based off of. So that's why I'm giving it such a high of a rating. But yes, we will wrap this up. So go check them out. It's Drink Poppy, drinkpoppie.com. You can find them on Twitter and Instagram as well. So go check them out. Let me know what you guys think, and let me know what flavors we should try out next. All right, so with that, Tommytown, for the men's hockey team, they just got swept this last weekend by the Vermont Catamounts, 1-5 and 1-4, dropping them to 9-10-1 on the season on Friday night. On Friday night, Vermont got out front late in the first period and never looked back. The Catamounts would add with 3 goals in the first period. The Catamounts would add another goal quickly into the second period. And after that, it took Tommy's Ryan O'Neill nearly 15 minutes to answer with a goal from a sharp angle off the back of their goaltender in. However, the momentum gained from that goal would be very short, as almost immediately Dawson Good restored Vermont's 2-goal lead just 28 seconds later. Vermont would then go on to add a 4th goal on an empty net at 16:36 in the third, and then would go on to tally one more with just under 90 seconds to play in the game. The Tommies were outshot 32-29 in game 1 in Vermont. And then game 2 on Saturday was very much the same, as the Catamounts delivered the Tommies a second consecutive non-conference loss with 3 quick strikes in the first period. Vermont came away with a 4-1 victory Saturday night in Game 2. The Toms found themselves once again in a deep hole and could not bring the game any closer through the first 40 minutes, despite four power play opportunities. Vermont would then tally one more goal in the second period to make it 4-0, and St. Thomas's only goal was scored by Luke Leyland in the final frame with about 15 minutes remaining. Matthew Gleason and Cooper Gay assisted on Leyland's fourth goal of the season, as the Tommies would actually outshoot Vermont 31-23 in game two, but could not solve their goaltender, winning as Vermont would win their fifth straight game. So a tough weekend nonetheless for the Tommies to end 2023, but they hope to keep that losing energy in 2023 and be better here in 2024 as they start to get ready for an exhibition game with Minnesota Duluth this upcoming Saturday. The Tommies and UMD Bulldogs will face off for the first time ever in an exhibition game at the St. Thomas Ice Arena this Saturday, January 6th. The Purple hope to use that game to tighten things up for their final six CCHA seasons or weekend series that will happen in the last eight weekends of the regular season. Excuse me. As for the women's hockey team, they will be lacing up the skates not only for the first time in 2024, but for the first time in essentially a month. That's right, you heard me correctly. The women's hockey team's last in their last action split the weekend series at home against Bemidji State back on the 8th and 9th of December. They will see fellow WCHA opponent, the St. Cloud State Huskies, in a refresher exhibition game as well on Saturday, January 6th. There's at 1 p.m. St. Thomas will look to also get things right and figure out the Huskies, as they have lost their last seven matchups against them and still have an away series with them later in the season. So, excuse me, that is what we have for the hockey teams. As for the men's basketball team, they are rolling I'm sorry about that. As earlier tonight, with their win over the Idaho Vandals, are on a five game winning streak. Wow, I did 5-game winning streak, 3-game winning streak since a Summit League play, and are now 11-5 and 2-0 in the conference. Before the break, the men on Friday, December 29th, started Summit League play at North Dakota, getting their first win in their first opportunity over the Fighting Hawks on the season. Graduate student Parker Broken led the Tommies with 21 points on 9 of 16 shooting, making 2 of 4 from behind the arc. He was also second on the team in rebounds with 8, and following fellow graduate student Raheem Anthony with 9. St. Thomas scored 42 of its 70 points in the paint and achieved a strong performance from the bench with a total of 26 points. The team shot 53.7% from the field, making it their fourth best shooting performance of the year and their fourth consecutive game shooting over 50%. If that wasn't impressive enough, the Purple also limited North Dakota to just 14 points in the first half, tied for a season low over the opening 20 minutes as the Fighting Hawks shot a measly 30.6% from the floor through the game, which is awesome. 2 days later, on New Year's Eve, at home, they took down the Kansas City Ruse 77-56, as this time graduate student Raheem Anthony led the way for the Tommies with 17 points, going 6 of 8 from the charity stripe, and knocking down 5 of his 12 shots from the court. He also recorded 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal in an all-around performance, so a huge game from him. Yeah, really, really impressive game. Once again, this time being the fifth time St. Thomas shot 50% from the floor. And then they actually got out rebounded 44-26 from St. Thomas, but again, but then on the flip side, excuse me, kind of burpy. Kansas City converted 17, or not converted, turned the ball over 17 times to St. Thomas's 4 turnovers. Excuse me. So that is how they managed their first two wins in Summit League play. But yes, like I said, just a little bit ago earlier in the night, the Tommies won their first of two games in the Summit League, in the Summit League Big Sky Challenge, beating the Idaho Vandals 75 to 67 as their 3-point attack helped hold Idaho off for, like I said, their fifth straight win. The Tommies went 6 of 13 from 3-point range over the first 13 minutes of the game and shot 15 of 38 through the game, setting a season high in makes and attempts for the men's basketball team. They shot about 40.7% from the field, breaking their 5-game stretch, like I said, of 50% or higher. But this time it was senior Drake Dobbs that got it done for the team, who led the Tommies with 16 points on 3 of 6 shooting from the field, 2 of 5 from 3-point range, and 8, perfect 8 from 8 from the free throw line. Sophomore Kendall Blue was not far behind with 15 points on 5 of 10 shooting, including 4 of 9 on 3-pointers, who grabbed 5 rebounds and added 5 assists as well. So as far as I'm concerned, this basketball team, I know it's early on, and I'm trying to remember. I want to say I have to check my notes, but they were primed to, or they were picked, I think, to finish in the top, for sure, 4, maybe the top 2 or 3 in the preseason. In the preseason polls, and I gotta say, if they continue on the stretch that they're on, they should be looking good to make a big step in Summit League. Coming up next, coming up next, they will have Sacramento State to finish out their Big Sky Summit League Challenge Saturday, the 6th at 7 p.m. January 11th will be their next game. So the night of the next podcast will also be at 7 p.m. and they will resume Summit League play, taking on the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. As for the women's basketball team, they continue on their merry ways. They are now 9-6 and a perfect 2-0 in conference play as well. The women's team is currently on a 4-game winning streak. They beat North Dakota 95 to 76 on the 29th, and Kansas City 66 to 57 New Year's Eve, and then just earlier tonight beating Sacramento State 70-52. So, once again, I know this women's basketball team played a tough, excuse me, a tough non-conference schedule. At the beginning of the season, Drake is usually always somewhere in the March Women's March Madness, just like St. Mary's, California. They got the dub. Butler is usually always in there. Iowa State's a Power 5 team. And then obviously Wisconsin is tough. So the fact that, non-conference, they went, it wasn't pretty, but they what's that, 7-6? Sets them up in position where if they can continue on these wins, just like the men's team, the sky is the limit for this team as well. So, yeah, for the women's team, once again, like we always talk about, their schedule as far as Summit League is concerned is the opposite of the men's. So coming up for them, they will wrap up the Big Sky Summit League Challenge Saturday at 4 in Oregon, taking on Portland State. And then on January 11th at 7, they will be in Brookings to take on South Dakota State. At 7 p.m. So that is what we have for the foot, or sorry, the football, the basketball team is getting ahead of myself here. Now, excuse me, for the football, nothing to, no news to report on for the football team. I did take it into my hands to check for you guys. They already do have two games scheduled for this upcoming season. Hopefully within the next month or so, they'll come out with their schedule. But as of right now, the football season for 2024 will kick off around the last Saturday of August. So I'm not sure if there will be a game before these two, but they have two non-conference games already scheduled. No times, but both Northern Iowa and Black Hills State will come to O'Shaughnessy Stadium, Northern Iowa on September 7th and Black Hills State on the 14th. That is all we know so far. But as of right now, we got two national champions to look forward to. So this coming Saturday, both FCS and FBS championships will be underway. FCS, we talked a little bit about last week, and now coming at you guys tonight, the national championship game for the FBS is set in stone. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Washington Huskies will take on the Michigan Wolverines for the whole enchilada. And truthfully, I kind of go back and forth, not really sure who to root for. I love Michael Penix. I think the Vikings should draft him. But at the same time, I kind of go back and forth with, is it a good thing if Michigan wins to make the Big Ten look better for the Gophers, or is it a bad thing for Michigan to want a Michigan team to win, being a Minnesota fan? So kind of a back and forth there for me. So yeah, that is what I have for you guys on Tommy Town. And before we jump into everything else, I also wanted to say I hope everybody had a great New Year's Eve, safe, had fun, but is also having a very, very good start to the new year. And with that, we will now get into our local business shout out.